Track 28.
Mr. Wang, you often say that packaging is the manufacturer's last chance to seduce the customer. Why is that?
Yes, in today's highly competitive marketplace, many products are almost identical. So branding is not enough. That's especially true here in Asia, where there may be literally hundreds of competitors making the same product in the same city. You have to differentiate. You have to communicate the difference which makes your product a better choice. I agree with Jack Trout when he says, every aspect of your communications should reflect your difference. The bottom line is, you can't over-communicate your difference.
So, packaging is the best way to communicate your difference?
Exactly. You know, 75% of purchasing decisions are made at the point of sale. And because most stores are self-service, your product is alone on the shelf, surrounded by its competitors. According to Walmart, and they're the world's largest retailer, so they should know, your product has to pitch its promise to the customer in 3 seconds or less, from up to 15 feet away. If your packaging is not attractive, effective, and distinctive, how are you going to communicate its difference?
Okay, so packaging is critical, and manufacturers spend millions of dollars on it. So why are there so many failures?
The big problem is a lack of communication. Typically, there are several different groups of experts, all working in their own specialized field. Market research people who know nothing about design, designers who know nothing about manufacturing, and production people who know nothing about consumer needs. Traditionally, you keep your design team well away from business and manufacturing constraints because you don't want to limit their creativity. Unfortunately, the result is inevitably a compromise. You start out with an original creative idea, but then you find out it's impractical for reasons of cost or technical limitations. So it gets watered down, simplified, adapted. In the end, you are left with a package which is easy to make, easy to transport, and within budget, but it's no longer what the consumer wanted. So you get focus groups where consumers don't really like any of the concepts that are presented. That means either you start all over again, or you have to choose the least unpopular option.
How do you avoid this problem at New China Packaging?
Well, basically, what we do is build what we call a task force. This is a cross-functional team with people from all the different departments involved in the project. We put them all together in a hotel with all the tools they need to produce mock-ups and prototypes. Then we literally lock the door and we don't let them out until they produce something that everybody is enthusiastic about.
And do you include consumers in the task force?
Yes, indeed. We need the end user's input right from the beginning. Everything is consumer-led. And because we know that what consumers say they need and what they really need are frequently two different things, we also observe them using the product. Frequently, we can detect behaviors and needs that the consumer is not even conscious of.
Really? So, who else is involved?
Marketing, manufacturing, designers, consultants, everyone who has a stake in the product.
And how long does the process take?
Traditionally, months or sometimes years. But today, our task forces can usually deliver an optimal solution in 1 week, sometimes less. And remember, when they deliver, Every aspect of the package is consumer validated, realistic and feasible. So this extremely short turnaround means that the manufacturer can react very, very quickly to changes in the market, almost in real time.